With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Homan is with us. Tom is the former director of ICE, joins us here in Philadelphia. Hey, Tom, welcome back. And today here in Philadelphia, in coincidence with having you on, we'll talk about Title 42 in a moment. People in Pennsylvania were having huge overdoses of fentanyl. We're probably in the top 10. And they want to now legalize giving out fentanyl drug test strips. The idea being that addicts will actually do this. And when I think of one of the most underplayed things that is happening now, was not happening when guys like you were in charge, was the amount of fentanyl and other drugs coming through the border. What is it we're not doing now? Or what is it that takes Border Patrol and ICE and everything else away from those drug seizures?
Well, this crisis that the Biden administration purposely caused, right, because they want open borders. And they said all the right things and abolish all the Trump policies that secure the border. This border surge is causing Border Patrol agents to be pulled off the line. So an average, this is an average, of 70% of the Border Patrol is no longer patrolling the border. They're in facilities processing these family groups, changing diapers, making baby formula, sometimes as high as 90%, depending on how many family groups come across. So the border is pretty much wide open. I mean, when only 30% of the Border Patrol is normally online, 70% of the border is unguarded. So fentanyl is running across the border at high pace. So is it the gotaways, over 700,000 gotaways. But the fentanyl is flowing across very easily. The cartels, they pay attention. When the Border Patrol gets overwhelmed in one area, they move the drugs to the other area. The drug cartels dictate who crosses the border and when they cross the border, so they can time their drug smuggling. That's from interviews with informants. That's from intelligence reports. That is what's happening. So since they've given up security of the border, the cartels are taking advantage. And that's why you see a record number of fentanyl overdoses. And it's not a coincidence. You got a record number of overdoses the same year. You have record illegal immigration. It takes the Border Patrol away from their national security mission to guard the border.
Tom, that makes a lot of sense. And let's drill down on that last point. Just as a matter of personal pride, I've seen you in 100 interviews, you and people like you who are patriots and dedicated to this, that the cartels seem to be calling the tune more than anything else at the border versus the U.S. Border Patrol and authorities. That's got to rankle people who are professionals.
Right. You know, look, the secretary said the other day, probably in response to what I've been saying on Fox, that we've lost operational control of the border. He's on the TV when he went down to this dog and pony show, that they made operational control. Okay, really? So record amounts of fentanyl is coming across the border, but you got operational control. 700,000 gotaways based on camera and drone traffic that Border Patrol couldn't arrest because they're tied up in these family groups that crossed the border and got away. 700,000, but the border is secure. You arrested 42 people on terror screening database. How many of the 700,000 on that same screening database? But the border's secure and you have operational patrol. Look, I've heard from several chief patrol agents who command our sectors. Several of them have said the same thing. We have lost operational control of our southern border. That is controlled by the criminal cartels. One chief patrol agent used the term broken arrow. He told me, Tom, we can't contain what's coming across right now. That's why last month they had 67,000 gotaways in 1 month. They can't contain it. They have lost control. The criminal cartels in Mexico have control of the border, and this administration gave it to them by ending the Trump policies that secure the border.
Hey, Tom, the only experience I have, I took a trip to and the Border Patrol was great, showing me different parts of it in El Paso. It's a few years back, but on that day, they only brought in five people, not because they were not operationally in control, but because they had it sealed off. I mean, I was out there with them seeing the technology, the stuff they were doing, the patrols that they had. They actually sealed off El Paso, which had been a sieve. So at various points when you were there and others, it's definitely doable. What about ICE then? What about ICE away from the border internally? Is that non-existent now, the initiatives?
I said from day one, they're talking about abolishing ICE. They're never going to abolish ICE, but they'll abolish your mission.
Mm-hmm.
They'll starve them for money, and that's what they did. At the same time, they open the border up. What else do they do? They've got ICE down to the lowest number of detentions and removals in the history of the nation. That's not by accident. That's by design. In record, we got 1.7 million people crossing the border, and ICE had a total of 59,000 deportations, lowest in the history of the agency. And more than half of those 59,000 were actually done through the last 3 months of the Trump administration. So the Biden administration actually removed 26,000 people the same year they had 1.7 encounters. How the hell does that happen? It happens because ICE can't arrest anybody anymore. Look, the secretary's on record numerous times to the media and in speeches. He said, being in the country illegally on its own isn't enough for ICE to seek you out to arrest you. He made that statement during the most significant immigration crisis we've ever seen. He sent a message to the rest of the world, cross our border illegally, you won't be detained. And even if you show up in court and lose your case, ICE doesn't look for you because being in the country illegally is no longer important. And he also said this in 2 weeks later that ICE can no longer conduct worksite enforcement operations, knowing that the number one reason people come to this country is to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now the secretary says you enter the country illegally, and ICE can't look for you because you're just here illegally. And number two, you can get a job because ICE can't arrest you on a worksite because they're not allowed to get on a worksite. This is by design. This secretary has done nothing but throw out more magnets to bring more people in this country. And to this day, he's been in power 15 months. The numbers keep going up. And there's one thing I dare him to do, and he's yet answered it. Tell me one thing, Mr. Secretary, you have done in 15 months to slow the flow. Just name one thing.
Yeah, well, that would be a heck of a debate. It would be an unarmed man against a guy loaded for a bear and you. What's Tom Homan doing now, though, until maybe you have another shot at commanding something like this, Tom? What are you up to?
I'm spending most of the time suing the administration. I've written more affidavits.
Yeah.
For state of Texas, state of Florida, state of Arizona. I'm the expert witness in many lawsuits. We're 5-0. We're going to keep suing them because not only can we prove they're ignoring the law, they're actually violating the law. So we're going to keep suing them. In the meantime, I'm going to be, I'll be out on Fox, and I'm going to keep sounding the alarm. And I met with the greatest president of my lifetime just a couple weeks ago, and I shook his hand and told him, you come back, I come back. We'll fix this. We'll fix this in 2 weeks. How do we fix it? We dust off the Trump plans and reimplement them within a week, and we'll shut the border down. Look, this isn't hard. We did it. If this administration wanted to secure the border, dust off the plans. We've done it. We're successful. It isn't that hard. And get back to building the walls. Walls work. Where is this surge coming through right now? Well, there isn't a wall.
Yeah, makes sense. Hey, Tom, I'm glad to hear you're in that role, though, and in the bullpen if the other happens. Thanks for being so generous coming on here in Philadelphia always. We appreciate it.
I appreciate shows like yours. I need help getting the truth to American people. So your shows and shows like yours really matter because you got to get the truth out so people know what's really happening.
Thank you, Tom, very much.
Tom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!